Wednesday, 45. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for tuning in today. It's great to have you with us. As you've heard, and we'll say many a time this week, we're celebrating our 50th birthday here at KIOS-FM. And a trivia question for longtime listeners. Can you name the longest tenured employee here at KIOS-FM? Well, I'll give you a hint. He has forgotten more about jazz and blues than I will probably ever know. Mike Jacobs.
Good morning.
Good morning. Great to have you here, man. How long have you been here?
August 4th was my 31st anniversary. And then if you want to count the time I was a student at Technical High School, that's another 3 years. So you're
literally a homegrown, developed product, and
yes,
you've been here for a long time. Now, this is also, you know, of the 50th anniversary of KIOS, mm-hmm. is also the 25th anniversary of Jazz in the Afternoon, right?
Blues in the Afternoon.
Blues in the Afternoon, okay.
Yeah, September, well, October 4th would be the anniversary, but we're doing our anniversary show on September 30th. So, yeah, that show has existed for half of the time that this station has been on the air, which is pretty mind-boggling.
It really is. Mike, can you take us, because you were here as a student, so mm-hmm. you've been here quite a while. You've seen a lot of things come and go. Some things happen. We've got new studios now, and folks who come here on Friday from 4 to 7 during the open house will be able to see the great improvements. But can you take us back? Take us back to when you first walked in here. What did it look like? What was the equipment like? What were your impressions as a youth?
Well, I was pretty blown away because I'd wanted to do radio, and then I discovered there was a high school that taught it. It was just like, oh, it's fate, you know. So I walk in here, and there's reel-to-reel machines and microphones and the boards and everything. Back then, these were older boards, analog, and I was just like, oh, I finally arrived at the place I'm supposed to be. So, yeah, and editing reel-to-reel tape with razor blades and putting it together with tape, and it was a long, long process learning all of that, so...
No, that's amazing. How did you get into doing blues and jazz here?
I'd always been a fan of jazz and blues even before I entered high school. And then when I got down here, there were books and records available. You could listen to stuff in between your projects, you know, that we were working on. And then, you know, in high school, you got to do, as an advanced student, you got to do a fill-in shift for Jazz in the Afternoon as part of your credit. So, and there were knowledgeable folks around here. Adrian Presley, the late, great Adrian Presley, the original host of Jazz in the Afternoon, kind of a mentor.
Sure.
And so there were just some really wonderful people around that you could tap into their knowledge.
Sure. Well, you know, so things have grown so immensely. I mean, every year now we have Jazz on the Green here. Mm-hmm. And how did that come about?
Well, it was probably about a decade or so ago, we started to partner more with nonprofit groups like Omaha Performing Arts, and Playing with Fire and Omaha Blues Society to partner with different events and raise our visibility out there in the community and, you know, bring people in for interviews and whatnot, you know, kind of like what you do here.
Sure.
In the morning. So, you know, those relationships have worked out very well. And now you got the Jewel that has opened downtown doing live jazz. And so, we've just continued with that, and it's been very, very beneficial for the station.
What's your favorite part about putting together the shows? You do the shows on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and sometimes you have guests in for interviews. Mm-hmm. You put together themes. You're on top of what's happening, both celebratory in jazz, if we're celebrating somebody's anniversary, or something new that's come out. And so what's your favorite part?
Well, just bringing down all that mail from the mailroom every day, you know, opening those packages, and it's like, oh, you know.
What gem do I have now?
I've been expecting this, you know, and putting it on and hearing it for the first time and say, oh, okay, well, we're going to do this. And putting it all together like a puzzle. By the way, the mailroom where I get all of the mail for the station
yes.
is my high school English class where I learned Shakespeare.
Wow. My goodness.
So that's kind of a little trivial.
Yeah, doth protest too much, does he? Yeah.
So yeah, it's just it's like I've had a knack for a long time of being able to put together sets of music that have a nice flow to it. And so that's kind of fun, you know, just being able to sit down and like, okay, you got this 2-hour block and, you know, you just have the freedom to do whatever you want with it.
Sure. Oh, that's wonderful. That's Mike Jacobs. He's been here. It's coming up on 31 years. Blues in the Afternoon has been here for 25 years. That's half the lifetime of KIOS-FM. I appreciate you stopping in.
And, well, thank you for
having me.
Of course,
a happy birthday to Blues in the Afternoon and happy birthday to KIOS-FM. You can hear Mike Jacobs every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday right here on KIOS-FM. Morning Edition continues right now on 91.5 KIOS-FM.